Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for this opportunity to have the gospel of your son Jesus proclaimed. We're thankful tonight for Brother Lewis Parker, who is our speaker. We ask, Lord, that you give him a ready recollection of those things he has prepared and studied. Pray, Lord, that he stand bold upon those truths we read about in the Bible and give us the divine word of God and what he is to teach us this evening on flattering titles. Pray, Lord, tonight that we listen attentively and to understand that there is something in a name, but to also make sure that we call things by Bible names and do things the Bible way. Heavenly Father, we ask this prayer. Your son, Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Thank you, Brother Plunder. We are very thankful tonight to have each and every person on, those who are not members of the Church of Christ. You are very honored and you distinguished guest of our audience. We pray you'll get your Bible now, your notepad, a pen, paper, and take notes of the things we'll be talking about tonight. As we enter into tonight, we want to say to those who are on the call, if you are not a member of the Church of Christ, we again, you are honored guests. We pray now you'll pay close attention to what we'll talk about tonight. Tonight, our speaker is the person, Brother Lewis Parker IV. He's the minister of the Sugar Land Church of Christ in Sugar Land, Texas. He's been on our program several times. Very sound preacher. Tonight, we've assigned him a topic about flattering titles. Flattering titles. Brother Parker, go ahead and blow your trumpet.
All right. We're just blessed to be on the program on this evening. We thank Brother Tommy Brooks of Highland Heights Church of Christ for just enabling us this opportunity to preach the word of God. And we also thank Brother Flounder for the work that he's doing. And we just thank the listening audience for calling in on this night to hear the word of the Lord. And I recognize that there are many things that people could be doing at 9 p.m. at night, but nevertheless, we thought it not robbery to call in and make a priority the word of God. And so we're just blessed to be on this program, as Brother Brooks mentioned. I've been on a few times, and every time I'm on, I'm always just amazed at the organization and the administration of it, and also thankful to all the preachers that went before me and all the preachers that's coming after me. We live in a time today where sticking with the Bible, sticking with the truth is most necessary. Why? Because the word of God is not from man, but it's from God. And so that's why we refer to it as the word of God. So it's important that mankind stop treating the Bible as if we're the writers of it and just yield and submit to the power of God. It's not up for us to fix something or change the word. It's up to us to just obey what's already been written. And so that's what this is about. And so everyone that's calling in that's not a member of the Lord's church, I pray and I hope and I trust that you would recognize the importance that the Church of Christ plays on on Scripture. Because we're not here to create our own protocols or our own ideas about how things are supposed to look. Instead, we move ourselves out of the way and just stick plainly to the word of God. I'm Lewis Parker from Sugar Land Church of Christ, and I'm blessed to be here this evening. I'm also blessed to be a part of this preacher and elder program on this month. I'll be preaching tonight on sounding the trumpet about flattering titles. And tomorrow, one of the elders from Sugar Land, Roy Johnson, will be preaching about sounding the trumpet on baptism. And so I want us to recognize the importance of this topic about flattering titles, because I think that today is something that's being thrown around so loosely. You know, people walk into churches and you see titles everywhere, and reverend and doctor and apostle and bishop, and all of these terms are just used so loosely that sometimes we lose focus on how important these things are, how important it is that we refrain from elevating mankind above God. And so tonight we'll walk through the importance of the problem of flattering titles. So what are some examples of flattering titles? What are some examples of religious titles? When you look across the religious world today, you see all sorts of titles. You hear the title Reverend. You hear the title of Pope and Father and Right Reverend and Most Reverend, Cardinal and Bishop, Archbishop. You hear Apostle and Doctor and Pastor and even Saint. Now, granted, some of these works are scriptural. For example, Apostle. We had apostles in the Bible. We have elders in the Bible. We have deacons in the Bible. However, there was more than just a title. It was not just a title. These were works. And so what I'm talking about as titles is men wearing these flattering titles that's creating pride. So let me read through some scriptures, and at the end I'll give you four things that's wrong with religious titles. First, let me read Psalm 111, verse 9. He has sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverend is his name. But I like to go beyond Psalm 111 and 9 and hit Matthew chapter 23. Why? Because in Matthew chapter 23, Jesus himself was teaching against a group of people who placed such an emphasis on the outward expression of religion, the outward show of religion, and that included the titles that they were using. So beginning at verse number 1, Jesus says, then Jesus spoke to the multitudes and to his disciples, saying, the scribes and the Pharisees sit in Moses' seat. Therefore, whatever they tell you to observe, that observe and do, but do not do according to their works. For they say and do not. For they bind heavy burdens, hard to bear, and lay them on men's shoulders. But they themselves will not move them with one of their fingers, but all their works they do to be seen by men. But all their works they do to be seen by men. They make their phylacteries broad and enlarge the borders of their garments. They love the best places at feasts, the best seats in the synagogues, greetings in the marketplaces, and to be called by men, Rabbi, Rabbi. But you do not be called Rabbi, for one is your teacher, the Christ, and you are all brethren. Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven. And do not be called teachers, for one is your teacher, the Christ. But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant, and whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted. So here again, Jesus is talking to the Pharisees and scribes. So who were the Pharisees and scribes? These were the religious and political leaders of the day. They had the charge over the synagogue and the Jewish way of worship and so forth. So they were the leaders of the time. And Jesus preaching against their ways, Jesus is saying, look at them. They love the best places at feasts. They like being in the VIP section at these parties. They like the best seats in the synagogues. They like to sit there and they like people looking at them and looking up to them because everything that they're doing is to be seen. They love greetings in the marketplaces. They love it when people come up to them in the marketplaces and say, Rabbi, Rabbi. Y'all, as we look around the religious world today, I'm afraid that that's exactly what's going on in the world today, in the church today, in many of these institutions today. If Jesus was saying this today, perhaps he would say they love the VIP. They love the seat in the pulpit, the big old chair behind or in the pulpit where they could sit there and everybody looking at them. They love wearing the suits where they could be seen with all sorts of colors and everything. And they love to be called bishop and reverend everywhere they go, even when they go to the grocery store, when somebody would see them from the congregation that they know them. They love it. Love it when people walk up to them and say, hi, Rev, how you doing? Apostle so-and-so, how you doing? Doctor so-and-so, what's going on? But notice Jesus is teaching against these flattering titles. And these Pharisees and scribes became so elevated in their own eyes as a result of them placing such an emphasis on the outward expression of religion than the inward change of the heart. And I'm afraid that there are many people today, y'all, there are many people today, listening audience, who are so concerned about how they look or how they appear to other people, and they lose emphasis on how they appear to God. And so these religious leaders would put so much on the outside. Jesus eventually says that y'all are like those whitewashed tombs. That you look good on the outside, but inward, full of dead men's bones. So there are religious leaders today who care so much about what people think that they de-emphasize what God thinks. And it comes a point where they don't seek to please God any longer, but instead they seek to please men. So he says, Jesus, but you do not be called rabbi, for one is your teacher, that's Christ, and ye all brethren. And so I like to talk about a few problems with religious titles, flattering titles. Number one, there is no New Testament authority for many of the flattering titles that's being used today. For example, I was driving down a street once and there was a religious institution on side of the road, and when you look at the sign, it says the Apostle so-and-so. Now, when you go to Acts chapter 2, after the Apostle Judas had hung himself, when it came down to choose another apostle, the apostle said, we've got to choose somebody who has been with us from the beginning and who was a witness of Jesus and Jesus' life and resurrection. So he was there even from the beginning of Jesus' ministry at John's baptism. And so if somebody today were to call themselves an apostle, then that person has to be almost 2,000 years old. And see, so you have people who are using titles, but just in an unscriptural manner. Reverend is another one of these. reverend and archbishop and all of these titles that people are using, and even creating offices in the church that never existed in the New Testament. So there's no New Testament authority for many of these titles that's being used today. You walk into to some of these denominations today, and there's a created title even called First Lady. Now, where is that at in the Word of God? Read it. And I guarantee you will not find that title. But people are just creating all sorts of titles today just to flatter their own selves. Y'all, somebody got to wake up. And somebody got to realize that religious institutions and so-called churches are doing things that's against the scripture. And it's important that if we're going to please God, we've got to learn to stick with the Word of God. And that includes sticking with the Bible in a manner of not creating things that did not exist in the Holy Bible. Another problem with religious titles is that it creates a separation within the church. It creates a unnecessary class system, clergy and laity and so forth, where one person is at one level and the other person is beneath them. Notice that Jesus said, "You all brethren." Paul referred to people that work with him in the ministry as our fellow laborers. And so it's important to realize that we should not engage in practices that create an unnecessary class system within the church. And that's exactly what you see in many of these religious institutions today, where it appears that once one person has a closer connection to God than another, that's just unscriptural. Because the Bible tells us that we're all priests. There's no need for us to go through someone else in order to get to God. Because Jesus himself took down that middle wall of partition. So there are no classes in the church where one person is more important than the next. And we see this in denominationalism and religious institutions today. My prayer is that also we be careful in the body of Christ, y'all. The word, the title doctor is thrown around as if it's a spiritual position in the church, if it's the office or work of the church. Doctor this and doctor that, as if that person's credentials from an education institution gave him a position in the church. We got to be careful, because these things are not in the Word of God. Does that mean that we should not seek out to get an education? Of course not. People should try to go get educated. But remember, when it comes down to the church, we've got to stick with the Word of God. So problems with flattering titles: one, no New Testament authority; two, creates classes or separation; number three, it's about pride. And that's the bottom line of what Jesus was getting to with the Pharisees and scribes in Matthew chapter 23. It becomes about pride. And you have men and women at some of these religious institutions walking around with their heads high, as if they're better than everybody else. The proverb tells us that pride comes before the fall. That's what Jesus says here about humbling ourselves. He says in verse number 11, "But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant. And whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." And so Jesus himself gave the example on humbling oneself. Now, these people who walk around with these flattering titles, they seek to be served. Rarely do you see them serving somebody else because their pride would not allow that. Their pride certainly would not lead them to humility. But Jesus himself, the founder of the church, Jesus himself humbled himself, and he washed the feet of his disciples. And if you recognize what Jesus was doing there, notice that the person responsible for that role in first century Greco-Roman society, Palestinian society, was the least person on the social totem pole. The person who socially would have been considered the least. That person's role, when people came in the house, they didn't have shoes like we did today. They walked around in sandals or barefooted. So therefore, when they came in, it was necessary to have their feet washed, and the person who was the least on the social pole was the one responsible for that. So notice what Jesus did over in John. Jesus himself washed the disciples' feet. What Jesus was doing was showing us that we could humble ourselves and take on the role of the one who's the least. Now, I believe that if the Son of God could do that, if the creator of the universe could do that, if the founder of the church could do that, then why can't knucklehead man do the same thing? Because of our pride, because we love those flattering titles. Y'all, if we're going to be like Jesus was, we got to learn to step outside of our pride, swallow it, and humble ourselves, just as Jesus did. As Jesus said, "But he who is greatest among you shall be your servant." Fourth, the problem with flattering titles is it makes church about man and not God. It makes the church about man and not God. Sometimes in some religious institutions, you hear these flattering titles used more than the name of Jesus. And so it makes the church about man. When you think of some of the religious institutions, the denominations that exist today, it's not about Jesus. It's not about God. It's about that man. It's about that woman. It doesn't matter at the end of the day what Jesus said. What matters is what the First Lady say. What matters is what the Dr. Reverend say. These flattering titles, church, are unscriptural, and it runs the risk of removing the supremacy of God and replacing God with man. So number one reason I gave was that there's no scriptural authority, no New Testament authority. Number two was it creates unnecessary separation or classes in the church. Number three, pride. And number four, it makes church about man and not God. Just in case you're writing, I'll repeat it once more. Problems with flattering titles. One, there's no scriptural authority with many of the titles being used. It creates separation or classes within the church. Pride. And fourth, it makes church about man and not God. My prayer this evening is that the listening audience will look around in the religious world today and recognize how unscriptural things have become. And after recognizing, seek to find a church that's right. Seek to find a church that is sound. And if you're listening and you're not a member of the Church of Christ, I invite you to be added to the Lord's body. You come by hearing the word of God, the fact that Jesus died, he was buried, and that he rose again on the third day. believing that he's the Messiah, the Son of the living God, repenting of one's sins, confessing that he is the Son of God, and then being buried in the watery grave of baptism. And remember, when it comes to soul salvation, it doesn't matter what doctor, bishop, archbishop, reverend, pastor, first lady, it doesn't matter what nobody says. The only thing that matters is what God says. Because there are many people wearing these flattering titles today, who are teaching everything but the Word of God. And people are trusting these people who are wearing these flattering titles, and they're leading them the wrong direction. It's time that we go back to the book, that we follow God and not man. I don't care how long that brother or sister went to school. And I say sister because, hey, we got a lot of these women who call themselves preachers today. We got to go back to the book. You will not find that in the Word of God. We've got to go back to the book. And when we're able to stick with the Word of God, then we'll do things the Bible way. And that includes not being caught up in these flattering titles. That includes sticking with the Word of God and not rewriting it or falsely interpreting it to fit us and our desires. And if you listen, I want you to recognize that the Church of Christ is one that seeks to follow the Holy Bible. That's why we give book, chapter, and verse for everything that we teach. And at the end of the day, even as a gospel preacher, I tell people, I'm just a man. I'm liable to err and make mistakes like anybody else. And it doesn't matter how long I went to school or what, or none of that. What matters is whether I stick to the Bible. And at the end of the day, we have to learn to seek to please God, to obey God and not man. And so the man of God must stick with the Word of God if he's going to be a true man of God. So if there's someone who wants to be baptized into the Church of Christ, please feel free to reach out to Brother Brooks, Brother Flounder, myself, any of these gospel ministers. Call us. Call Brother Brooks. He'll give you my contact information, and we'll baptize you. Listening audience, I'm so glad that you decided to call in. I'm so happy about this program and the success it's achieving and the people that it's reaching. Our goal here this evening is just to stick with the truth, nothing but the truth, and to remind people that the church is about God and not man. Man has to swallow his pride and get over himself and learn to keep God as the supreme authority, as a superior figure in the church, because the church is not about us. It's all about God. Y'all, that's the message for this evening. To this end, I commend you to God, to the words of his grace, which are able to build you up and give you an inheritance among them which are sanctified. May God bless you. Thank you, Brother Brooks.
No, thank you, Brother. Brother Parker, we appreciate you so very much for the simplicity with which you've talked tonight, and very direct on what we wanted to. Even in the Church of Christ, we must be careful that we don't leave the Word of God, and I thank you for presenting this message tonight. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for your blessings. Thank you for loving us. Thank you for your Son who gave his life, shedded blood that will save our souls, wash our sins away in baptism. Thank you, Lord, for loving us. We appreciate you so very much. Thank you for giving us your word. We can read it and believe it. Thank you for making it simple where we don't have to be confused, because you're not the author of confusion. And we love you for that, Father. We know for you to give your only Son, it was the greatest love ever demonstrated. He gave his life. It was he who said, greater love has no man than this. He laid down his life for his friend. We pray for our program. We pray for our visitors. We pray for our speakers. We pray for our congregations and members of the Church of Christ who are listening, that they too must consider these things that we're teaching so that none of us be lost. Father, we love you and thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. We love you. Have a good night. Join us tomorrow night for another great message from the Sugar Land Church of Christ, Brother Roy Johnson, one of the elders there at that congregation. Love you all. Have a good night.